In 1998, Russia's economy collapsed under the weight of a sudden default. The government declared bankruptcy on August 17, triggering one of the most severe financial crises in modern history. The country spent years recovering. That year was the year of the tiger in the Chinese zodiac. And now, in 2010, the tiger is back. I remember reading about this in an old Russian astrology magazine from 2010. The author was clearly worried. They wrote, "Unfortunately, troubles will not be avoided." And that is putting it mildly, August could become one of the heaviest months of the year. The reason? A celestial commotion. The stars, they claimed, were staging a real uproar. The Mars uproar, conflict in the skies. According to the magazine, on August 4, 2010, transiting Mars formed tense aspects, an opposition to Jupiter and a square to Pluto. In traditional astrology, Mars represents war, aggression, and conflict. Jupiter can amplify things. Pluto is associated with power struggles and transformation. Put them together, and some astrologers predict international disputes, social unrest, and even armed clashes. The article specifically mentioned Central Asian and Middle Eastern states as potential hotspots. I am not sure whether that prediction came true in any specific way, but it is interesting to note that August 2010 did see heightened tensions in some regions. For instance, there were clashes in Kyrgyzstan earlier that year, and the Middle East was far from calm. But correlation is not causation, and I take these forecasts with a grain of salt. Still, the idea that planetary movements might mirror earthly events is an ancient one. In Babylonian astrology, Mars was associated with Nergal, the god of war and plague. When Mars appeared bright or in certain positions, priests would warn kings of impending battles or disasters. Modern astrologers continue this tradition, though they rarely claim certainty. The vanity of vanities, Jupiter, Saturn, and Uranus shifting signs. The magazine also noted that three planets, Jupiter, Saturn, and Uranus, were constantly moving from one zodiac sign to another during August 2010. This vanity of vanities, as they called it, was dangerous because these planets would create destructive configurations like squares and oppositions multiple times. One such configuration was the square between Saturn and Pluto, which the article called perhaps the most negative of all possible. In traditional astrology, Saturn represents restriction, discipline, and structures, while Pluto is about deep transformation and power. A square between them suggests tension between established systems and forces of change. The magazine warned that the fragile equilibrium of the global economy could be threatened. Even minor economic shocks, like a strike at a large company, could snowball into major problems. I find it fascinating how astrologers interpret planetary cycles. The Saturn-Pluto square occurs roughly every 33 to 38 years. Historically, such periods have coincided with economic recessions, geopolitical shifts, and societal upheavals. For example, the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in 1982 to 1983 coincided with a global recession and the Falklands War. But again, these are correlations, not predictions. Many things happen in the world at any given time, and it is easy to see patterns after the fact. What can we learn from this? Reading this old article, I felt a mix of curiosity and skepticism. On one hand, the astrological logic is internally consistent. If you believe planets influence events, then certain alignments do suggest tension. On the other hand, the world is complex, and human actions play a huge role. The article itself advised that politicians would need to show flexibility and compromise to prevent problems from escalating. That sounds like common sense, not prophecy. For me, this is a reminder that astrology, at its best, is a language for thinking about cycles and patterns. It does not give us certainties, but it can offer a framework for reflection. Whether or not you believe the stars influence our lives, there is value in considering how we respond to challenging times. The tiger year might be fierce, but we have a choice in how we meet it. The August 2010 forecast did not come true in any dramatic, headline-grabbing way, at least not that I recall. but that does not make the exercise pointless. It is a cultural phenomenon, a way of storytelling about the world. And sometimes, that is enough.